Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend as we gear up for the AFC and the NFC Championship games on Sunday. We are certainly looking forward to the Vikings and the Saints, and we are going to preview that big matchup. And I cannot think of a better person to join us this weekend than former Minnesota quarterback Joe Capp to talk about his team. Joe, it's great to have you on, and I know here we are already in the middle of January, but I've got to wish my good friend a Happy New Year. How are you?
Well, thank you for the Happy New Year, and we're very happy that it's raining and pouring out here in California, but it's always a pleasure and a delight to talk to Elissa.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about your Minnesota Vikings. Last weekend, they cruised to an easy 34-3 win over those Cowboys that was in the divisional playoff game to advance to the NFC title game, which we'll all be watching on Sunday. Hey, we knew the Vikings were loaded with talent, but here they are just one game away from heading to the Super Bowl. Just your thoughts and your assessment of your Minnesota Vikings, Joe Capp.
Well, we were in Minnesota and we were in the Dome Stadium. I still have never gotten used to the Vikings playing with clean pants like most of the other football teams, but the Vikings, they're for real. I was able to see some old pals, Jim Marshall, Dr. John Najarian, who's a Minnesota expert on football injury, and it was a great game. The Vikings showed what they're made of. We had these beautiful end zone seats that the team provided for the alumni type guys, and we looked down and I had this tremendous view on the passes that old Brett put through there. They were right on the money. The laces were just perfectly planned and landing, and that was on offense. And on defense, you know, Garrett is Allen is as tough a defensive end as you're ever going to see in football, and the Cowboys had to put a lot of people on him, and so Edwards, the other defensive end, he got three sacks. So Tony had a real tough time with the Viking defense, and obviously Favre and the offense played really well.
Yes, it was. It was an afternoon of purple rain on both sides of the football, and the Vikings certainly did dominate the lines of scrimmage. But you had mentioned Brett Favre. Can you talk about as far as the addition of him and what he has been able to do being with this organization in such a short period of time, and obviously a veteran in the league and 40 years old, and he seems to be playing like he's 25 years old.
It's a kid's game, and you've heard me say that, Elissa, that the only reason you want to have a football game is to have the party and the celebration after the game. And as you can see, he's just playing so well. He's getting good protection. He's got a running game to keep the balance that it takes. Nowadays, with all the rule changes, they've really made it better for the offense, and we're seeing that. And his passes against the Cowboys were just absolutely on the money. So here's an old pro. I like the record that he's proud of his consecutive starts. He's just an old pro, and an old pro is playing like a kid. And when you get that combination and having the fun that you can have playing a quarterback, you know me. I mean, I used to have more fun than anybody playing quarterback because it is a fun position.
We're talking to an old pro and one of our favorite guests on our program, Joe Capp, the former quarterback with the Minnesota Vikings. And it is interesting as we talk about the discussion, it is a hot topic about Brett Favre because so many mixed emotions. And of course, Fran Tarkington, he has come out on the record saying that he is still very angry as far as that Brett Favre is playing with the Minnesota Vikings. He said that he would never have, you know, been a traitor and gone and played with the Green Bay Packers if he had had that opportunity. What were your thoughts on Fran Tarkington's comments?
I think, and I'll be very outspoken here. I think Tarkenton was a very selfish football player. If he's accusing Brett of doing something wrong, I think you and I had a conversation. It would be nice if loyalty would prevail in the game and that players would have a career with one team. But look at me. I had to go to Canada, had to go to Boston, had to go to Minnesota when I wanted to play in California, where they got taco stands and palm trees and beaches. But I guess you got to chalk it up as a business. And Tarkenton should know better than to make statements like that.
Well, of course, he has made that statement, but then he did go ahead to say that, Favre's play has been remarkable and that he even said that this is the best that Brett Favre has ever played. What do you think?
Well, I think he should be playing physically. I don't think, ever had a very major injury, and that's to his credit. And at 40 years old, he's got the experience that nobody else in the league has. And I think it's great to see it.
We are talking to Joe Capp this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. And Joe, I know some folks are tuning in. They're like, yes, Joe Capp. I remember him, former quarterback with the Minnesota Vikings. Joe, can you kind of share with our listeners what you are doing now and how people can perhaps even catch up with you? I know you've got a website.
Well, we've got the website, joecapp.com, and we've got program that we've started out here. A lot of players have been raising money for good funds for a long time. Kilmer's got a golf tournament, Gabriel, we've had a golf tournament, and you raise money for kids because we all had an opportunity and a chance, so you do that. So we've now formed a foundation, What Do You Want to Be Foundation, and we've got a website, whatdoyouwantobe.org, and really it's to keep kids in school, and we know that present NFL players and the league, and there's a lot of people making a lot of sound about helping kids and keeping kids in school. But out here in California, we just need to do that so that we can keep these kids from joining gangs and causing real crime in the streets. So we're active with that. JoeCapp.com, you can get it explained. And Alyssa, it's nice of you to open that door for us.
Absolutely. And I understand, too. Now, the last time we had our conversation and we had you on was in the month of October. That's way too long. We were talking about your son plays for the California Bears. How did their season go and how did he do?
Well, the Bears had a disappointing season this year. They did go to the Poinsettia Bowl, the University of California Golden Bears. But it was a disappointing season, and my boy, I bought him over the years. I bought him piano lessons. I bought him karate lessons, guitar lessons, and he excelled in all of it. But he's got that the call of the ball, the bug. So this year, hopefully, he's going to get a real shot at playing fullback for the Golden Bears. And like I say, we're finding out that football's a very dangerous game. Years ago, you and I said to you that football helmet is really a hard surface, and we're going to see more and more concussions, and there are lots of players out there that are vintage, my vintage, that are carrying with them a lot of mental problems, physical problems, that I think people are starting to look at that, and I think some positive things may be forthcoming.
Of course, Joe Capp, you played in the CFL, you played in the NFL. Let me ask you, as a quarterback, how many dings did you have? How many concussions did you have, Joe?
Me? on any given Sunday? No. I know for a fact I had a dozen, but that was in a couple games.
Wow.
No, I know what being knocked out is. We played against the 49ers back in 69, and Jimmy Johnson was their left corner, and Wilcox was their left outside linebacker, and I paid him the ultimate compliment. I went all the plays to the other side, okay? But Wilcox still got me with a shot to the jaw. So you can't avoid it. It's part of the game. I don't know a player out there that has had concussions that would trade the tremendous experience of teamwork and camaraderie that you get in the game of football. It's a tough call.
That's why I've got my little 8-year-old. He's playing the game of golf, Joe.
Well, golf and I, we went our different ways a long time ago. And I used to say that the hole was too little, but now I say the ball's too little.
Very good. Listen, Joe, we are flat out of time, but listen, good luck this weekend to your team, and we promise to catch up with you. I'm hoping that Favre and your boys, that they are in the Super Bowl, and if so, we will definitely have you back because we've got to recap all of the action. Thank you, Joe.
I look forward to coming back. It's going to be a fun game and an exciting game. I look forward to it, and I look forward more to talk to you.
Thank you, Joe. You're the best, and I promise to catch up with you again real soon, okay?
Okay.
We'll be right back with much more this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.